There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Against the Trumpster, even though he soars in the polls when he's asked, who would you vote for if you're a Republican? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All roads lead to one direction, Trump Tower, when it comes to the politics of what is. He's making noise. The Democrats are loving it. In the meantime, Bernie Sanders shows up, the senator from Vermont, to a greeting in Wisconsin of 10,000 people. Same guy who was in Iowa a year ago and barely got 50 people to show up to hear him speak. He says it's not about him, and Americans are tired of the same old in politics. Boy, isn't that true. But who is the right person to lead the country in 2016? As always, we'll weave that in to the conversation. We talked about the two escapees forever and ever and ever. And finally, there was an end to the saga. But yet, as it still is unfolding, meaning the details, the specifics of what happened in that prison break in upstate New York, which was like a Lifetime movie. Tools hidden in meat, prison guards looking the other way. The details are insane. I mean, they are. They're insane. Like I said, you couldn't make this kind of stuff up. So here is what the upshot is of being in prison and trying to win over, seriously, trying to win over favors from the people who are supposed to be guarding you, the people who are supposed to be paying attention to what's happening around you. But yet somehow you've seduced them into feeling sorry for you, into feeling like they want to help you. And whether or not they're risking their own careers, their own lives, they're willing to do it. They're willing to put it all on the line, which is amazing to me. I think in the whole story, searching through the woods, 800 troopers and policemen and bloodhounds and helicopters and all the drama of the whole thing. To me, the thing that was always the nuttiest about the two escapees was the fact that they could get so many others to jump on board, that they could get people who would put their jobs on the line. Plus, knowing that if they were to be caught, they would be behind bars. They would be the ones behind bars. So here's what the Clinton County DA, Andrew Wiley, had to say about weeding out those bad apples from the system.
I need to applaud Sergeant Cook's actions yesterday in the manner in which he apprehended David Sweat. Once he's recovered from the his treatment receiving down at Albany Medical Center, we want to talk to him to find out, if he will speak to us, how this escape occurred, who was involved, and how many people, if any, more than Joyce Mitchell, were involved directly with the escape. These two men came up with an incredible, basically, you know, Hollywood movie script. I take back the critics of the Crexit story. There may be some bad apples in the bunch, and we need to weed those out.
Yeah, you know, what's even crazier about this story is the fact that we do know that they had a practice run. Okay, we're going to escape, but we're going to do practice run to see how it works. That's at least that's one of the things we know for sure happened. So you had Richard Matt, who was shot and killed by a Border Patrol officer. You had Matt Sweat, who was wounded on Sunday by a state trooper near the Canadian border. And he's in fair condition at this point. And Sweat says he used only a hacksaw blade, not power tools, to cut holes in the steel walls of the cells. And a 24-inch steam pipe that they crawled through. You know, that's how they got through there. They did all the work themselves, they said. They're not believing this, of course. They're not buying this. And the wildest thing is that they took a practice run, that they wanted to make sure that they were doing the right thing, that they were going to be able to make this happen. So they did a little bit of a practice run, which is unbelievable to me. How they could do that, not get caught, and then do it twice. Okay, so we're not going to go out of the prison. We're going to go right up to the point where we would poke our heads out of the manhole. And then the next day we're going to do it. So that's what they did. They did a dry run. They went through a tunnel that connects to the prison, to the streets, 20 miles from the Canadian border. They poked their heads out of a manhole too close to nearby homes. The next day, they went through a tunnel through a manhole that was more isolated, even though it was located in the middle of an intersection, a block from the prison walls, which is unbelievable. I mean, the second manhole, you can see it from a window in the tailor shop where they worked. Now, the Joyce Mitchell woman, who they mentioned there, she's already in the thick of this thing. Her battleship is already sunk. But did anybody else, like this Gene Palmer prison guard, what did he do? What did he supply? Were there others? Because they say that there are 10 other employees that are placed on leave because they're looking at them. Wow. Coming up next, a little bit of It's Your Business with a tech CEO who is pinpointing companies with his ads. Instead of all the cookies and all the nonsense and all the things when you're in the business of having people put their eyeballs on your stuff, how do you get around that? It's called an algorithm. It's called an algorithm that targets the right pair of eyeballs. And we're targeting you for a Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet. Oh, yeah. This Flex 11 2-in-1 tablet, powered by Windows and Intel, touchscreen, baby. It comes with a detachable keyboard. You can use it like a laptop. The NextBook Flex 11 tablet has high-resolution display. Incredible. It's amazing. I've seen it, I've used it, and I can't believe how awesome it is. The pictures that you take with it, the quality of it, the value of it is almost $300. You could win it. We're giving one away because we're going to go on the road and we want you to help us. Go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com, register, and you could win the Flex 2-in-1 Windows tablet. Good luck, everybody. Pass it on. We could be coming to a neighborhood near you. Hand it out.
On the road again. Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a man who gets in, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com. This edition of It's Your Business on America Tonight, we've been talking a lot about, obviously, technology and its various forms, especially, you know, when it comes to surfing around the internet and placing ads. We've had this discussion with a couple of different people. So we've got the CEO of a company called El Toro, and basically, and he's in our virtual green room, so we're going to jump to him, but basically they developed this really cool algorithm that allows them to pretty much deliver these ads, these banner ads and videos to laptops and iPads and you name it. And here's the cool thing, no cookies, no emails, none of that stuff. Can't be blocked, can't be deleted. So can you imagine, you know, if I'm one of these big corporate chains and this is my deal, this is exactly what I'm looking for. Or let's say, politically speaking, I'm looking to target the people that I know are in my wheelhouse, people that need to know what my message is, then I'm looking for the same thing as well. Stacey Griggs, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. It's nice to be here.
So explain the algorithm and how you came up with this for us.
Sure. What we do is essentially we spent a bunch of time looking at better ways to deliver advertising messages. And one of the things that we kept coming back to was that, A, cookies were broken. They're not super accurate. They're going to go away and be replaced by something else. What's that next thing going to be? And we kept settling on an IP address that every house that has internet access has an IP address assigned to it. Every business that has internet access has an IP address assigned to it. So we developed a theory that if we could map an IP address to a home address or a business address or a college campus at a university or a hotel, that would be a much more effective way to target advertising messages to people. And And then, you know, the interesting thing was, you know, much of what's done with cookies is actually very invasive in privacy. If you think about, you know, with cookies, they know what sites you visit. They know what terms you search on. You know, all we know is someone's home address. So it's very much like direct mail messages. It's very much that, you know, we can go to a client and say, give us your CRM. Give us people that have bought from you in the past, and we can put the right message in front of you, or put the right message in front of those prospects. Or give, or go to a political campaign and say, you know who your likely voters are. Let's get the right message in front of those right voters on your behalf, and eliminate much of the waste that would be inherent in other types of advertising.
Yes, you must have been just jumping through your skin when you realized what you had come across, this kind of a formula and how it would work. And you've seen some success because, you know, it's always about proof is in the pudding, the ROI. You and I both know that. Talk about, politically speaking, especially because we know we're gearing up for 2016, some of the successes you've had there. Because I heard Garcetti, that was a big one in L.A., and you were even able to target this big election with ousting somebody who had been a 23-year incumbent, which is pretty incredible. Because if I'm running the opposition's campaign, boy, I'm looking for any edge I can get, and sometimes that's pretty tough. So tell us what happened there.
Yeah, actually, Mayor Garcetti was one of our first clients when we were in beta. We hadn't even formally launched the company at that point.
Wow.
But we had a friend that was involved with this campaign, and they wanted to use our technology to help target Latino voters with different messages. And, you know, they had really good address lists, like most campaigns do, having a list of voters based off of demography and voter history. And we were able to marry those with our technology and target them digitally. And, you know, the campaign that you were just talking about, we had done a bunch of work with a campaign consultant here in the U.S. who was retained to help the opposition party in Ghana. And the party that had been in power for 23 years, as you mentioned. And, you know, the interesting thing is Guyana is different than the U.S. We have free and fair media here. We have the ability that if you can write a check, you're going to be guaranteed access to put your ads on the airwaves. Well, in Guyana, with state-controlled media, that's not necessarily a right. So being able to figure out a technological tool to help go around some state-controlled media outlets was a pretty important component of this campaign. So we crafted a strategy that was all digital. It was a little bit of just kind of a flash strategy in that by the time it started to hit, I don't think that the party that was in power, the incumbent party, knew what was happening to them. And since we were very targeted at trying to hit the voters that we thought we could influence, you know, they probably weren't seeing a whole bunch of activity. It was kind of a stealth type of campaign that we were hitting the right voters that we thought we could influence at the right time, just the last 30 days leading up to the election. And it was interesting. You know, it was a close race. Our guy, the new president of Guyana, David Granger, won by about 5,000 votes.
Wow.
It's something that I certainly think we had an impact in helping him get those extra 5,000 votes to push him over the top.
Yeah. So for you, I can imagine it's got to be, as more eyes are coming to you, the clicks, the exposure, all of that. What's the most exciting part about this discovery and the company that you've now morphed into?
It's really cool that we're able to help companies, we're able to help individuals be more effective in delivering their message. We work with very large businesses. We work with very small businesses. And, you know, sometimes I'll talk to CEOs of small businesses that this has helped them expand, or this has helped them add jobs, or this has helped them stay in business because they were struggling. And to be able to take a lot of the waste out of advertising and give people a more effective way, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very well said. All right, CEO of El Toro, Stacy Griggs. And if they want to find it, I can imagine it's IP targeting. We talked about this. El Toro, right? Pretty easy to find that on the Internet.
Or just eltoro.com.
Yeah, there you go. Stacy, thanks for your time. You have a good one. All right, so that's the whole idea of IP targeting of web ads. You know, people who are advertising, instead of kind of spreading it all over the place, and instead, what they're doing is exactly what we just talked about there. They're boiling it down with that algorithm, pretty interesting stuff, especially politically speaking. Can you imagine, as I said, this is a big year coming up. When we look at 2016 and with political advertising, if you're winning elections, IP targeting, of course, that completely makes sense. Where are you going to spend your dollars? What are you trying to do? Who, what eyeballs are you trying to reach when everybody's running around with a computer in their hand? And the answer is, those are the eyeballs you're trying to reach. The people that just pops up immediately with the fact that they've got you narrowed down into that category, and I can guarantee you that's what's happening with these elections coming up. I mean, yeah, how much is spent? Over $1 billion. I've said this, people running for president, whoever's running for president in a serious manner, they're going to spend $1 billion plus to get elected. So can you imagine? Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to have a conversation with Michael Waller about what's happening with the unions in California, with what's happening with the growers and the unions out there. And you think of Chavez's day, you think of Cesar Chavez's day and the United Farm Workers and how desperately they needed a union, how incredibly invaluable that union was to them when they were getting nowhere fast. But instead, we're getting the just unbelievable backbreaking work and unbelievable, you know, ridiculous wages. And then we have, of course, the problem of legal versus illegal in the situation that we're now seeing in California, and the stuffing of some ballot boxes when it comes to being union members. So this is pretty interesting stuff, things that people aren't necessarily seeing or talking about. But we uncovered some of it, and we have that conversation with Waller about that, about what's the future hold for unions in the business of farming, in the business of farming of all sorts, whether it's grapes and we're talking about wineries, or whether we're talking about vegetables, or whether we're talking about fruit, whatever it is, but you get the idea. In other words, what's going on with ag? And I know there are a lot of people listening to us who are affected by that in many areas, not just California, many areas in the United States. And, you know, speaking of California, oh my gosh, the water cuts there now. Some of these cities, I mean, forget fireworks on the 4th of July, probably anywhere in California. Would you want to even risk shooting off any kind of fireworks? The answer is no. I don't even think some of those big displays are happening. Hang with us. More coming your way next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The result of repression, no future echoes loudly in past 77.
Unions and some of what's happening rather now with unions across the country. What's really fascinating is what's going on with farm workers in California, and now what's happened specifically with what a judge's ruling could ultimately show. We go back a couple of years to 2013 and some balloting aimed pretty much at decertifying the union as the legal representative of about 5,000 laborers at a farm, which is the nation's largest peach grower. So if the workers ultimately are to win here because of what happens with these ballots, they would pretty much ditch, deprive, whatever you want to say, the UFW, the United Farm Workers, of thousands of members and also tons of union dues. So that sends a pretty big message, I would say, for sure, about this anti-union message that we're seeing nationwide without a question. We've got Michael Waller with us from the American Media Institute. Michael, thanks for popping on the show. We appreciate it.
It's great to be with you.
So I kind of set that up a little bit, but this really is huge. I don't know why more people aren't talking about it. That's pretty significant depending on what happens here. Flesh that out a little bit more for us.
Well, it's a pretty big story because you have thousands and thousands of Latino farm workers, field laborers, who are rejecting the union that Cesar Chavez founded.
Right.
And you've got Cesar Chavez's union in collusion with the state government of California to force these Latino farm workers to join their union against their will.
Yeah, of course. And so, you know, ultimately, is it because of old myths of things that happened in the past that we see that that continues to roll on? I mean, that, you know, this is the way to go, and so, of course, they're protecting their turf, et cetera?
Yes, and there's also another idea that even though the law in California says that the state agency responsible for these issues has to be neutral on behalf of the workers between the union and the employer, the state itself sees the union and the workers as the same. And so they say, well, how can you be pro-worker unless you're pro-union?
Gotcha.
The union is just a shakedown operation. It wants to take 3% of the gross income of every single farm worker, or else force them to lose their jobs by contract. And the contract also says that they're not free to strike against the state governments or the union.
So ultimately, is this kind of, you heard me say that that's the sentiment that we're seeing now across the United States, and does this just exemplify it, as I was saying?
Yeah, it seems to be, because these are poor folks. They don't have much education. Many of them don't even speak English. They're not stupid. They can see some of their friends and family members work on other farms in the area. This is California Central Valley we're talking about. And they are unionized. And the California state minimum wage is $9 an hour. And by being a member of the union, their union has fought for them to earn $9 an hour. So after the 3% dues is taken out, these folks are making sub-minimum wage. Meanwhile, the people at Jaralon Farming, who have the workers who are rejecting the union, without any help from the union, they have a base pay of $11 an hour. So they're making, you know, over 20% an hour more just for base pay, and they get a lot of benefits from it, too, without having to pay the union a penny.
Wow. And which way does your gut tell you, or what are people saying that this could go? Because what I'm hearing is, of course, they're going to just try to, they're hoping that that doesn't happen, meaning the union, especially with the tentacles it has, is hoping that this is going to go in their direction. But the evidence is pretty much stacked against them with what, you know, what happened with these ballots.
Well, yeah, the union's been shooting itself in the foot because not only did the union and the state government try to prevent the workers from voting, as the law allows them to, but they have sat on these ballots for more than a year and a half, and now are they're going through the legal process to try to destroy the ballots before they can be counted. So workers understand that pretty clearly, but there's a change in the wind now. Last week was the 40th anniversary of this state agency in California, the Agricultural Labor Relations Board, that Jerry Brown founded back on his first term as governor in the 1970s. And they had a party closed to the press. And one of the guests of honor, apart from Jerry Brown himself, was Dolores Huerta, who was one of the co-founders of the United Farm Workers with Cesar Chavez. And she's a co-chair of Democratic Socialists of America, elderly lady. She's a real icon. And she was there in the room along with Sylvia Lopez, who's the leader of the farm workers rebelling against the union, who was also there. And Jerry Brown saw her and said, hey, here's the famous Sylvia Lopez. Well, the old union boss, Dolores Huerta, just wanted nothing to do with this. But Jerry Brown said, come on, let me have a picture with the two of you. And there's a picture going around on Twitter. Go to @PickJustice on Twitter, and somebody's circulating it around it. Meaning, Jerry Brown seems to be bridging between the old Union Guard and the new labor movement, which is a pro-labor, anti-union movement. And he can see the political winds, and he's shepherding in this new generation of anti-union labor leadership.
Yeah, there you go. It's interesting because if you think under in the 60s under Chavez, what did we have, 50,000 members, something like that? And of course, the union has dwindled since then. But there's a reason for it, because you just pointed it out. They're making more money the other way. So what good is it to pay those dues?
Right. First, why do you need a union to be able to earn minimum wage and get Christmas off?
Right.
So the folks that grow on farming, I've talked to a lot of them, and a few of them sort of idealize the union, but they say the union hasn't done a thing for us for 17 years, some say 20 years. And why are they suddenly demanding that we fork over 3% of our income? We don't need that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're
so
speaking
about the union's offering them anything.
Yeah, exactly. We're speaking with Michael Waller, American Media Institute. So it is all pretty eye-opening. Do you think that we're seeing a trend in, and we talked about this in the beginning, that there's a shift, a mood that, okay, this at one point might have been the right thing, but now it's about other people making money and not really getting any kind of coverage, anything extra that we need to pony up this money for?
Yeah, I mean, you think, okay, regardless of what one thinks of unions, you think there's a purpose for them. And if you're paying dues to a union, then the union must be contributing to a strike fund in case you go on strike, or a fund to help you in case you lose your job. But if you look at the United Farm Workers' own numbers that they filed with the U.S. Labor Department every year, the union contributes zero to a strike fund and zero to help individual members who are in trouble, but millions of dollars a year to lawyers, lobbyists, politicians, political action committees, and members of Cesar Chavez's family.
Wow.
So it's just a racket.
It's just a racket. Yeah.
Now, in terms of trends, though, that's another issue, because it's kind of hard to see what a trend is if it's just one farm, even if it is the biggest peach farm in America. It's, that doesn't necessarily make a trend, but looking at it from the union's point of view, they must be seeing a trend, because they have been fighting so hard to prevent these workers' votes from being counted.
Yeah, wow. Just absolutely crazy. And, you know, we know how that swings, because the more, and this is the what I'm talking about. I'm surprised, and I've read a little bit about it, I'm surprised there's not more on this, but I think that there's pressure that's really starting to mount, and it probably goes in the reverse way, because if the union loses the vote, you know, that's why they're trying to destroy those ballots, obviously. And if we see what's commensurate, which we've already talked about, when we're talking about the amount of money, et cetera, what you would think you would get something out of the union. I mean, I think this is just the beginning of what we may see more with farm workers across the board, perhaps all the way down in California, but also across the nation. Do you think so, or am I being a little bit too dramatic about it?
Well, I think you're right. You know, look, decades and decades ago, say in the 1930s and 40s, you had union leaders sometimes saying, we look forward to the day when it will no longer be necessary to have a union, where the union will have achieved its objective and outlived its usefulness. Well, that's what's happened with the United Farm Workers in California. The need for a union to protect people against being, you know, really mistreated and terribly exploited and slavishly paid, those days are gone. And there's no need for that kind of union anymore, especially when the union is not doing anything for the workers anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be keeping our eye on this story. Thanks for pointing it out to us. Michael Waller, American Media Institute. Appreciate the time.
Great to be on your show. Thank you.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You know where I'm going. This song is all about you. I wanna be with you every day and night. Cause I say, I think you know what to wear.
July, can you believe it? We are more than halfway through the year. Whew. Time flies. It sure does, doesn't it? Another quick reminder, don't forget to go to kateontheroad.com and register for your chance to win. Sign up, pass on the information to people who could bring us to your town, but sign up to win a Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet. We'll be giving that away in a couple of weeks. So all you have to do is fill in the information. So easy. And you will be entered into our drawing. All right, one of my favorite things that we do on this show, we invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den to play along with us for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Nathan, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
How about you, Kate?
I'm good, thank you. How can
you not be good when you think of the 4th of July? Hot dogs, hamburgers, I don't know, healthy salads and watermelon, fireworks, I don't know.
Well, just time enough away from getting shot at with those fireworks.
There you go. Exactly. Just be careful if you buy them and you're in a drought-stricken area, because I don't think you're supposed to be doing that. Yeah, that would be a fruit and nut. Okay, so how about this story? A Texas grandmother, 75-year-old Wanda Mobley, she was in her car. She was driving to meet her family. Apparently, she was 3 hours into her drive. She had a little bit of a ways to go. And somehow she swerved to avoid something on this highway and then was trapped inside her wrecked car in a ravine in North Texas. She spent hours hearing the occasional car pass by her, but she was too weak and scared to crawl through the area along the highway for help. So what she was doing is surviving on some soda she had in the car and pond water. The temperatures were in the 90s in the day, and in the evening they went down to like the 70s, and there was some rain. From where the road was, nobody could see the car. The windshield was cracked, but it wasn't pushed all the way out. So she soaked the T-shirt, and she would use, you know, she survived that way. That's how she, you know, was able to survive for a couple of days like that. And her relatives were frantic. They were trying to find her, everything else. And finally, somebody did find her, and they helped pull her out. And how great is that? She's in good condition still. I guess she's healing. But so I think it's awesome. I say bingo, because she just kept calm and tried to do what she could do.
How many days was that?
She was in there for 3 days.
Nice. Nice job, Grandma.
I say nice job, too. So she didn't give up. She just did what she could do. And she thought about the, you know, let me just drink whatever water I can get in me.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Soda. Soda. I love it. All right. So how about this one? The Declaration of Independence, of course, one of our most important founding documents. I guess that's a perfect way to say it. I mean, I grew up in the Seat of Liberty, so I know all about that. It was signed in 1776, as you know, Nathan. Apparently, sometimes when it was, you know, it was in carriages, it was in ships, it was in unprotected cars and hands and everything else. Well, I guess the National Portrait Gallery, the historian there, says it was put into even a burlap bag. They rolled it up all the time, which you're not supposed to do, so it was exposed to all kinds of things. Well, the upshot is they found a print. They found a handprint on the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
I think it's kind of a wow, too. I say, you know, what if they could find out whose hand it was? I mean, who knows? It could be the print, they say it could be the print shop owner who reframed it in 1888. I don't know. Maybe it was even Nick Cage when he stole the Declaration of Independence and National Treasure, that movie.
Yeah, that was probably it.
But they say it's you know, somewhere along the way, someone slapped a dirty handprint on the bottom left-hand corner, and nobody, they don't know. I mean, it could be anyone. No one ever really fessed up to it. How about that? And since this is the week of Liberty, you know, July 4th and all of that, I don't know. Fruits and nuts, shred it, bingo, what do you think?
Shred it. I mean,
shred it.
You know, because it's visible and stained. There are so many handprints on all of these beautiful, ornate things of us dirty humans from across our entire species history. It's great.
All right, I'm going to agree with you. I said the same thing. How about this story? This is a little more serious. An Illinois school board fired a teacher who stepped on an American flag in class back in May at a local high school. What happened was the English teacher, Jordan Parmenter, 26-year-old guy, told the local newspaper that he was addressed by the board and answered questions on stomping on the flag. And he said it happened when he was teaching his English class about free speech. He said he used the small American flag small on the corner of the room as a pointer, and a student
called him out for using the flag as a pointer, saying it was disrespectful. He said he then dropped the flag on the floor, stepped on it to show an example of free speech as part of a lesson. He apologized to the class and instantly regretted the decision apparently he made. But that was it. That was too over the top. So he was fired. Is that fair or foul?
Yeah.
You know, fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo.
I'm going with fruits and nuts because, and also shredded because, you know, you're in this public, you're on a public property, so they're gonna, you're in the state system, in the federal system, you're gonna get poked at by the broad swath of people's feelings, and you kind of know. It's unfortunate that it happened so quick, so that's kind of the fruits and nuts part.
I know, isn't it weird? Because I think back in the 70s, if he had done that, that would have been, like, provocative. Like, ooh, wow, the teacher stepped on the flag, Mom, but then said, hey, freedom of speech, kids. You know, this isn't what I would normally do, but I'm trying to teach this. I mean, then it would be all clear. But now, now you just can't do that.
I mean, you should be able to.
Yeah.
But
it's especially making the point. Yeah. That's what he was doing. He's trying to really drive home the point that you, this, because that's showing you something that you would not think that this is something great. You might be upset about this type of freedom of speech, but that's why we live in such a great country, even though we don't agree with some of the things that happen.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what we're doing right now. We don't agree. We don't even know contextually, really, all of the figuring points about this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How about this? This is crazy what's going on in North Carolina. A shark bit a 68-year-old man several times, they say, in waist-deep water off the Outer Banks. So this the Outer Banks in North Carolina, this is the seventh attack in the coastal area in less than 3 weeks. He had wounds to his rib cage, lower leg, hip, both hands, because he tried to fight off the shark.
Just go to Florida, North Carolinians. Just do it.
No kidding. North Carolina is, look out, Jaws. It's Jaws. He was swimming waist-deep water with his son, 30 feet from offshore, they say. There wasn't any other swimmers that were injured. No, you already had the 8-year-old boy in Surf City. You already had the 18-year-old man that was bitten. You've got people that have been losing limbs. I think it's frightening.
I bet it's really a boon for the tastiness of North Carolina.
I don't know. It's so crazy. It's so crazy what happens. If you look up these statistics, this is so unusual. But all of a sudden, I mean, there's got to be something that's drawing the sharks there, some kind of bait. Could be sea turtles, they say, because sharks like to eat sea turtles, so maybe that's what it is. Wow, frightening. All right, another one in the books. Fruits and nuts. Shredded and bingo. I love it. Thanks to all of you for listening, and happy 4th of July weekend.
All loans subject to OnDeck Corporate must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.